today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
You know, Patrick, I was thinking that we spend a lot of time talking to each other about music, but we hardly ever have the chance to ask each other how we're doing. So, how are you doing?
You know me, Jim. All I need is some tasty masai-sais, a cool buzz, and I'm fine.
All right, Patrick, more new music. I made my picks yesterday, but there's so much out there that I can't cover it all. Who can, right? So that's why, you know, we trade off. And so you have today's new music episode here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And what do you have for us?
Well, I tell you, Jim, like you said, there's no way we can cover all this stuff. And I think that's why we've been spreading out, right, as these new music episodes have expanded during this year. We're calling the interns in to help on the job. We're getting the listeners onto it just so we try to cast as wide a net as possible. And I'll say that, you know, one of the things that happens to me and perhaps others is that you do come across a lot of stuff and you try to listen to things and you try to keep your ears open, but, you know, occasionally stuff will sound kind of samey to you, or for whatever reason it doesn't really jump out, or, you know, maybe it's, you know, for whatever reason you weren't super concentrating on it at that moment, or whatever the case may be. But this band here, I don't know how to describe them, but I will say, as I was going through some stuff on Bandcamp, their music just really stuck out to me, right? And I don't even know at this moment if I love it, like it, or I'm not sure, but I have to say, because it was so distinctive and it jumped out at me, like, and I went and scanned through the album, and all the songs seemed to have something weird about them and unusual. I figured that's got to be worth something, right? In this torrent of music and information that comes at us every day, when something right away sticks out at you, I think it's worth a try. So I wanted to definitely introduce it to our community and see what other people thought. The band is called Bearing Tone.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new album called Bonanza Plan. As far as I can tell, it looks to be a trio, perhaps with a couple guests here and there, and they have put out a couple other records, it looks like, but this is the first time I've ever heard of them. So let's play the very last track on this record called Pet Gazelles and see what everybody thinks.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what owning a pet gazelle is like, but it seems like it's pretty wild if it is.
Yeah, right. I imagine it would be, right? And especially if it's plural, right?
Yep.
If you have more than one. My mm-hmm. goodness. I don't know. Would you call that like prog rock? Is it?
I don't know. It worries me if it is. Right? I almost think, as I was listening to that now, in this context, I think what might appeal to me is it's like, I think if SST never stopped putting out records and they just kept putting them out, this would be the kind of weird band that might end up on SST. You know what I mean? Like, just those bands that used to have those crazy time signatures and all that stuff. And a lot of the songs are like this. Now, I did find one little write-up on them on The Quietist. I couldn't find a whole lot of information about them. But they mention aspects of early XTC and then a guitar dance band called Battles, who I've never heard of. Mm-mm. So whatever that is, interesting. But yeah, again, like I said, I'm not sure if I love it or hate it or whatever it is, but I just found it to be very distinctive. And man, I can't imagine just not only playing that, but remembering how to play it after you've played it once and actually having it be one of your songs. So,
that's a good point. Plus, yeah. Man, they all have to be really tight. I mean, that stuff was on the beat, right?
Amazing. Yeah. And all kinds of little touches and harmonics and everything. So all I can really tell, that doesn't say where they're from on Bandcamp, but it says the band are Barry Dobbin, Boomer, Aaron Doyle, and Conan Coolidge, even though there's only three people in the picture. So there they are, Barrington. Check them out and let us know what they are if you can figure it out. That would be great.
I thought that was pretty cool, and I need to hear more, obviously. Yeah. I want to hear what else they're, you know, it's one of those songs that you hear it and you're like, you said, this is super intriguing. I wonder what their other stuff sounds like. So I'm going to have to do a little homework there.
Own. Definitely distinctive and striking, if nothing else. So we'll give them that.
It sounds like it could be good driving music.
Yeah,
it feels
actually,
like,
yeah. Keep you awake.
You know, alone in the car, nobody else to like tell you to turn it off. And
right.
And you're driving just along. It would keep you, you know, because I find a lot of times when I'm driving, I want stuff that's like it's stimulating.
Yes.
Right? It makes me more engaged with the music than just in terms of like the background, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, check that out. So there is Barrington. Yeah.
Barrington.
So we're going to move on here to an artist called V Mukrati, Mukarati. V is a Zimbabwe singer, saxophonist, composer who is now based in Geneva, Switzerland. And this is somebody who I've followed for a little while because I've discovered his music first on one of those Bandcamp sort of mixes of African music, African jazz, something I like to listen to a lot, as everyone knows. And his new album is called Vital Signs. And on this record, V not only produced everything and composed all the songs, he sings lead vocals, plays saxophone and clarinet, and bass synthesizer. He's got some backing vocals and some percussion here, but kind of not just strictly African jazz. There's some really interesting stuff with some ambient stuff that goes on in this record, and it's a wonderful, beautiful listen. What I want to play here is a song called Masai Sai, and I did a little research and found out that word means wave in Zimbabwe language called Shona. Further goes on to say it's oscillation that travels through space and matter. So why don't we listen to Masai Sai Volume 1 and see if that holds true.
I like that, like, song structure-wise, it's pretty standard kind of, like, pop song kind of structure, right? It's got the verse, it's got, like, the pre-chorus, it's got the chorus, all that, you know, you could sort of follow if you've listened to, you know, Top 40 radio or anything like
absolutely.
That. Absolutely. But musically, man, that's super interesting. There's so many little pieces going on back there that my mind can't even totally,
what I liked about,
you know,
it.
Compute all of that, right?
Yeah, it's great in the sense that you know, let's say strict Afrobeat, for example, going back to the classic stuff, often started with a very simple groove and then layered things slowly on top of that. And each little touch you might notice. But here, Vimukrati is putting everything at you pretty quickly. And I like that a lot. And I've heard his collaborations with a couple other people. And this probably, to me at least, sounds like his real breakthrough record. So go check it out. Also check out the cover. I think it's really cool, striking cover. And you know, you can find, he's got a website too, vimukrati.com, but you know, check his work out. It's really neat. I was really really taken by it. And the little blurb here says Vital Signs is an exploration of the duality of the migrant experience, what it means to be a stranger in a strange land, racial injustice, morality and loss, and the power of hope. So like Toots, that's about as timely as you can possibly get in our world at this moment. So,
very cool. Loved it. All right.
So there we go. Two pretty different ones. Now I'm going to take us sort of back to sort of the center, the you know, the favorite stuff, right in the pocket, right in the wheelhouse for us. This reminds me completely of, and you've been over here, Jim, you've seen my record collection. I just have, back in the 90s, man, I just, for whatever reason, I collected, I got sent, I came across tons of 7-inch records put out by a little, you know, bands wherever they were, back in the explosion of the 7-inch, back in the 90s indie boom, right? You've seen them. I've got boxes of them, little plastic crates of them everywhere. And this one just reminds me so much of one of those wonderful little records. The band is called Ribbon Stage. They're from New York. They have an EP called My Favorite Shrine. It's not on a 7-inch. Looks like it is available on cassette, maybe available on 7-inch. I'm not sure. The longest song is 2 minutes 21. You know, every song is 1 minute 10, 1 minute 20. I'm sure it would all fit on a 7-inch on two sides. And just feels like one of those glorious ramshackle bands from the 90s. So give this song a listen. This is the first song. It's called Favorite Girl.
Ribbon,
so there it
Stage.
Is, yeah. Right? It just should be on K Records, and you know, it should be out there opening up for any of those Olympia bands and back in the day, and just loved it. And all the songs just breeze by like that. It's really wonderful. It's a nice little time capsule. And I looked, you can get it on Bandcamp on a black 7-inch vinyl.
Nice.
So for only the small price of $8. And you can get the cassette there for $7. So take your pick.
Very cool. I want to check them out for
yeah,
sure.
Seems like they'll be a fun band to watch.
That's awesome. Okay, Ribbon Stage. All right.
So there we go. I tried to cast my net as wide as possible for all you good people in August. So hopefully it came out well.
All right. Well, since you played sort of a wide variety of stuff on this episode, I have kind of a cover that to close us out that will fit.
Perfect.
In the sense that it doesn't sound like anything you played. How about that?
Great.
So
that's right falling in line. Yeah,
there you go. All right, tomorrow we have The Interns.
Yes,
new music picks. And you know, one other thing we should mention, since it's the middle of the week, we do have a special like virtual event coming up this Sunday.
Yes, we do.
And I was wondering if we should promote it on the show or not, because we don't have necessarily all the details yet.
No,
but let's
not
just
too many.
Tease it a little bit.
Okay,
which is that we're going to do a Prince countdown. Prince. And we're going to do a countdown of favorite songs as voted on by listeners. So if you want to come and be part of the virtual audience as we record that countdown show, we'll be counting down the hits. Plus, people will have a chance to talk about the individual songs. You can be on the podcast. And that's going to be this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Mm-hmm. And you'll need to to get the link to the Zoom. I'm not going to put that out here on the air, but go to our website, suburbspod.com, sign up for our newsletter. We'll have the link there this Friday. So just go to the suburbspod.com, click on newsletter, and sign up for that. That's one way. We'll also, or engage with us on social media, probably Facebook or Twitter. Again, we don't want to put the link out there just for the general public, but if you message us, DM us on one of those and say, what's the link for the Prince thing this Sunday, we'll send it to you that way. So there's two options on how you can get it. You got to do a little bit of work, but that makes it all the more valuable.
Absolutely.
Right? So there you go. So anyway, that'll be this Sunday, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and then that'll be upcoming episodes down the road.
Yeah. So, be something where folks can just drop in for a little bit, right, and sort of share their thoughts as we go through the countdown, and yeah, I think people are going to have a good time. It'll be a fun Labor Day weekend.
I love these countdown things we do from time to time, because just I love the that it engages the listeners and they vote, and sometimes stuff shows up on there that, you know, I wouldn't have expected, and it's really fun. So
yeah, absolutely. All right.
Okay, let's move on here. So I mentioned the interesting cover. You're going to hear that in a minute. I mentioned the intern picks tomorrow. The show is called Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're going to leave you today with a cover of John Denver's Take Me Home Country Roads by the band Whitney.
Oh, nice.
Featuring Waxahachie. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads. All my memories gather round her. Miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty,
am I still talking?